I was back in Minneapolis working at the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and that's where my mom lived. She lived in our old house. She really got old. She took care of herself for quite a few years, and then I went and lived with her, and then she came to live with me here. We kind of made a full circle, you know. And on the reservations, other than when in Grand Portage they built a hotel and casino there, and then that's where I worked. But on the reservations, it's mostly, you know, grants and programs. So I worked for chemical dependency as a youth coordinator, social services. You know, I did all, we wrote grants and Minnesota Women's Foundation, Arrowhead Economic Opportunity Agency in Virginia, Minnesota, Office of Environment in Redwood, tribal offices here. Dealt cards at the casino, sold pull tabs, you name it. The only thing I never even tried to do was waitressing. I thought that was the, no, I was going to spill coffee on somebody, something like that. You know, I thought that was a hard job to do. And then in Minneapolis, it was always factory work because I was uneducated. Knew how to put, sew and put on snowmobile covers and... Then I worked for Creamettes and packed macaroni and ate Cheetos. That's where they packed Cheetos there, too. You know. Mm-hmm. They came hot off the press. I don't know what... They were good. They were good hot. Came back with orange teeth all the time.